Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. 15 years, count them folks, 15 years Dave's been hanging out with us. We've already celebrated that anniversary. He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. He's the author of 169 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's forgotten more about how to run a sales team, how to manage your organization than most people will ever know. And we're so lucky to have him as part of our world. Dave Anderson, welcome back.
Great to be back, Jim. How are you?
Great. 169 books. That's amazing how you turned all that out, Dave.
I should have let you write my resume years ago. You'd do much better than I.
Hey, and of course, we've helped him launch just about all those, folks. And I think, is the last one Unstoppable?
The last one was Unstoppable,
and it
still does really, really well, and I always appreciate your support.
There's a reason it's still doing well, folks. It's all about transforming your mindset to create change, accelerate results, and be the best at what you do. That's what we're all trying to do around here, Dave. And one of the issues we have today, one of the big challenges every manager has, it's very frustrating, is dealing with people who seem to not want to get it, you know, to behave themselves. They just seem to have a problem doing what they should be doing. How do we manage those people? How do we deal with those people?
You know, it's so common, Jim. As you know, I've spoken for 20 years in 19 countries. It doesn't matter. 100 times a year. It's everywhere I go. It's not unique. Everybody thinks, well, I have this unique situation. No, first of all, if you've got a problem employee who comes in late, turns in work late, doesn't do what they're supposed to do, it's not unique. The first thing you've got to have before you can hold anybody accountable, and this is where it must start, you've got to have really clear expectations to begin with. There's no way you can confront behavioral issues or performance issues if you're not clear about what you expect up front. And, you know, this time of the year is a great time to redefine performance expectations. If you feel like it's gotten cloudy or they're not strong enough or clear enough or high enough, they're probably not. Mm-hmm. And so with a new year coming right around the corner, psychologically, people almost expect it. And never apologize for clear expectations. I mean, we owe this to people. We don't want to keep them guessing. I see managers who almost apologize. They say, okay, guys, you know, here's the expectations. You know, I hate to do this to you, but this is what we got to get done. And it's the wrong approach. We're doing it for them, not to them. We're helping them see clear guidelines. I look at expectations as guardrails. It stops people from getting off the path. It stops them from driving right off the cliff and doing destructive things. It's the guardrails on the path that takes you to where you need to go. So,
I think it's important to do it early, and I mean immediately. And I tell people three things when they come to work for me. I tell them, well, you know, look, you and I don't know each other very well, so I'm going to say this right now before we know each other. Number one, you don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, I'll probably let you do it if you just ask me. You don't have to steal from me, because if you want something I have, I'll probably give it to you if you just ask me for it. And number three, we take our work very seriously here, but we don't take ourselves very seriously here. And those are the three guardrails I put up to the beginning. And there's a fourth one. We do not abuse customers.
Oh, those. You know what, Jim? I'm going to take those and I'm going to put them in my next book and sell it back to you. I like it that well.
I'll buy it. No, but I mean, and of course, there are incremental elements of that that you give them along the way. But if you set the stage with those kinds of guardrails in the beginning, you know, they got to say, well, you know, why is he talking to me about stealing? Does he think I'm going to steal? No, I don't even know you. That's not the point.
That's right. I like that. I think the timing there is really important. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll have some type of performance expectation. You have to sell X a month. But they don't have core values. They don't have behavioral expectations. So people don't follow the process. They don't maintain their integrity. They're not a team player, whatever your core values are. And so they get the outcome without doing it the right way. And part of clarity is not just performance outcomes, but it's behavioral standards that this is who we are. These core values, we have five in our company. And we have five, and everybody knows them and lives them. We just don't post them on a wall. Right. And it doesn't matter how well you perform, if you don't do it with integrity, with urgency, with attention to detail, as a team player, and if you don't continue to grow, those are our five core values, you can't continue to work here.
That's right.
Because we're not going to drop the values down to accommodate your behavior.
And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about how you apply and enforce those. And how sometimes you have, when tough love is required, you apply that too. It's 20 Till.
You
right
got
back
it.
With our good friend Dave Anderson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.